Let's say, anyway, it's been in our sampradaya, or between Vaishnav sampradayas, there's been these sort of fine differences of emphasis, of understanding of what is Krishna's position. The four Vaishnav Sampradayas, and in those Sampradayas, for instance, of course, Ramanuja Sampradaya, they worship Lord Narayan and worship him as supreme. Although in Chaitanya Charitamrita it's described and pointed out how when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Venkatabhata, who was the chief priest, pandit of Rangadi temple, Ramanuj Acharya, then he explained to him, actually there's no difference between Narayan and Krishna because there's only one God and Lord Narayan is Krishna. But Krishna is the origin of Lord Narayan. And that should be clearly understood. And then he gave nice reasoning why that Lakshmi Devi, why would Lakshmi Devi want to leave Lord Narayan and do austerities in order to get Krishna's association? Because Krishna is more attractive and he has other qualities that Lord Narayan doesn't have. He has everything that Lord Narayan has, but he also has his flute playing and his very confidential associates and his extraordinary sweetness and unique beauty. So, in that sense, Krishna is superior to Lord Narayan, although you're just talking about the same person. But the same person, Vanto Silava Shambihari. But the same person, only appearing differently. So it's the appearance that's different. Still, it's important that even though someone may be attracted to worshiping Lord Narayan, still their understanding of Krishna's position should be clear. Because that's the conclusion of Shastra. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. Or even if they don't study Bhagavatam so much, but Bhagavad Gita everyone studies. And Krishna says, Mata Parataram Nanya, there's no truth superior to me. So if he says there's no truth superior to me, that means that he's superior to all other forms of truth. It means that he's superior to all other incarnations as well. Or Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, everything emanates from me. So everything emanates from Krishna, that means Narayan and all other forms, they also all emanate from Krishna. And there are many examples of other great devotees of other sampradayas who have a clear understanding of that. But sometimes, like can be the case in other circumstances, people become sectarian, and when they don't see the greater picture, and they don't see Krishna's real position. Just because someone knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead doesn't necessarily mean they worship him. Even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, that was the Anupama, who was the brother of Rupa and Sanatan, and Rupa Sanatan, he worshipped Lord Ramachandra, and he couldn't give up that worship, and he was very attached to that worship. And so that was acceptable. Same thing, Murari Gupta, although even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jokingly explained to him in so many ways how Krishna is superior, but still he couldn't give up worshipping, and he accepted that, but still he couldn't give up worship of Lord Ramachandra, because he's Hanuman. So if he's Hanuman, then how can he change his nature of his worship? And same thing, even Narada Muni, although he's the acharya on knowledge of Krishna, but still he's a Vaikuntha Bhakta, but still he knows Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So those differences exist amongst Vaishnavas, but still here we should have that clear philosophical understanding. It doesn't make someone better than someone else, because however someone, in whatever form someone worships Krishna, then that's perfect, and that's part of Krishna's desire, part of Krishna's multiplicity of Krishna's forms, variegatedness. Yes, that's what I was looking for. That's part of variegatedness. So, parasya shakti vividhaya shruyate. But then to attack Krishna consciousness, or to say that this worship is good, that worship is not good, that's not the Vaishnav way. Of course, that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution. Anarpitam charim chirat karina vatil navkalo anarpitam charim chirat. That knowledge that hasn't been known for a long, long, long time. People were not aware of it. That Lord Chaitanya again made known. And that included, of course, not only Lord Chaitanya's emphasis on Braja Bhakti, but also Krishna's ontological position. Like sometimes when we go to Tirupati, for instance, there people are all calling Balaji Govind, Govind. But the concept is that Vishnu has become Govinda, rather than recognizing that Krishna is Govinda, and Vishnu is his form, supreme form. Bhagavan. different fine differences like that amongst Vaishnavas and Vaishnav Sampradayas. Hare Krishna. Okay, and Medyak.